The project has been in the works for months now, and construction wouldn't start for at least another 3 years. But Summit County is thick in the planning and approval process, still looking at 3 different options. Summit County Regional Transportation Planning Director Carolyn Rodriguez explains.
On 2/24 with the alternatives analysis, Alfred and I actually received a draft final report last week. He and I just need 1 or 2 weeks to go over it, make any final changes, and then it will be released to the public, and we will identify our locally preferred alternative for a mass transit solution on 2/24.
There was a preference, though, for one of the 3 options, right?
Yes, yeah, for BRT, Bus Rapid Transit. That's probably where it's going, but we just need to, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure we have everything put together in the final report.
When the locally preferred alternative, which would have both travel lanes on the west side of 2/24, is accepted, it would then go into the environmental study phase, which would put the estimated project completion in 2021. Last week, the county council considered improvements they may fund with new sales taxes. Rodriguez says extending the electric buses to cover the Ecker Hill Park and Ride is on her wish list. She hopes to service the remote area while maintaining the 10-minute frequency of the electric express. The park and ride at Ecker Hill is still in the planning stages. Rodriguez also hopes to extend the Camas commuter bus to weekends as well.
And I would love to add weekend service. It's something we've heard from a lot of riders, especially because we have choice riders, which are those that are choosing to ride, not because they have to. And we've heard a lot of, you know, my kids could ride, I could ride to the resorts, et cetera, et cetera.
The county bike share program has completed its first year. The program is still addressing some challenges, including children riding the bikes.
We continue to ask parents to please supervise their children and please do not allow them or encourage them to ride the bikes because you think it's okay. We know your kids are responsible, you know, they're used to riding bikes, but these bikes in particular, because of the size, because of just the configuration of the hardware, they're really made for adults to use.
An analysis by Utah State University has showed some benefits of the program's inaugural year.
Interestingly enough, USU, Dr. Song, his team performed some analysis on our season one data. And what one of the data points that I thought was really interesting is we see that people who check out in Kimball Junction are just as likely to check back in downtown Park City as they are in Kimball Junction. So then we can infer that people actually are using those bikes to travel 2/24. They're making the decision to use an alternative mode of transportation.
Additionally, the county has hired Chris Putt to help patrons use the bikes on weekends.
Chris is going to be on the street most, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, some weekdays, and during all of our important events. And he's just there for people who have questions. How do I check out a bike? What's the best way to ride the bike? Anything that you need, Chris is there to answer your questions. You can text him, you can call him. If you have employees that want to know more about bike share and figure out whether it may work for them during the day, Chris is happy to come out to your business and talk to them. Our lead logistics person is also local, and his name is Paul. Chris will always be able to get in touch with Paul if there's anything, you know, going wrong technically with the bike and we need a mechanic out right away, or if there's something going wrong with the kiosk. All of our logistics people are local. We have 4 full-time logistics operators here in Summit County. Also relocated our warehouse to Summit County. Previously, it was in Heber, and we're lucky enough to have it on Rasmussen Road, so the whole team is very, very close.
Putt can be reached at 435-513-0236. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.